BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Passover.
Moses went to Pharaoh and said, "If you don't let the Israelites go, God will send locusts like you have never seen. They'll cover the land and eat everything that wasn't destroyed by the hail." Pharaoh's officials beg him, "Please let them go. Egypt is already destroyed." But Pharaoh became angry. "Absolutely not." He then had them thrown out of his court. The next day, Moses stretched out his staff, and the locusts came. Never had such a swarm of locusts invaded Egypt. They ate every green thing on the land. They went everywhere and even invaded the houses. Pharaoh quickly called for Moses. He said, "I'm sorry for my sin. Please ask God to take the locusts away." Moses prayed to God, and a wind carried the locusts into the Red Sea. Not one remained. When they were all gone, Pharaoh again turned against God and the Israelites. God then told Moses to stretch his hand towards the sky. When he did, darkness covered the land of Egypt. It was so thick, the people could feel it, and they couldn't see anything. It lasted for 3 days. Still, the Israelites had light in their homes. Pharaoh called Moses to him and said, "I'm not letting the people go. Now get out of here and don't ever come back. Mark my word, if I see your face again, you'll die." The Lord told Moses, "I'll bring one more plague upon the Egyptians, and then Pharaoh will let the people go. He'll insist that you leave. Give my people these instructions. Every family is to select a 1-year-old male lamb with no defects. They're to kill it and smear its blood on the door and on the doorpost. The people are to stay inside their houses. They won't be safe outside their houses. Roast the meat of the lamb and eat it with your coats and sandals on as if in a hurry. At midnight, I'll go throughout the land of Egypt and kill the firstborn of every family, from Pharaoh's house down to the lowest slave. But when I see the blood on your houses, I'll pass over you and won't kill your firstborn." The Israelites did exactly as God instructed. That night, the Lord moved across the land of Egypt and killed the firstborn of every household. He even killed the firstborn of their livestock. There was a loud crying and screaming in the night because no household escaped this judgment of God. Yet the Lord passed over the houses of the Israelites when he saw the blood on their doorpost. Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron and yelled at them, "Go! Go! Take your people, take your flocks, and go!" All of the Egyptians wanted the people to leave because they were afraid they might all die. So the people left while it was still night. From that day on, the Israelites were to observe the Lord's Passover every year. It was to remind them of what God did for them that night.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.